You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Wallace Schultz on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Stand Up for Godliness. Now here is Dr. Schultz.
Let the buyer beware. For decades, this slogan served as a yellow light of caution, warning all potential buyers of homes and cars, toasters and garden seeds, that what they see at first glance or what they read in advertisements might not be what it first appears. Intentional deception might be involved. Similar red warning lights have been posted in religion. For thousands of years, hucksters and deceivers and false prophets have woven their web of deceit around man's endless search for spiritual meaning. Like a spider catching a fly, from the very beginning of time, the devil has used false prophets to deceive the unsuspecting and drag them into the pits of hell. In the Bible, in Jeremiah chapter 29, we read, For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Do not let your prophets, who are in your midst, and your diviners, deceive you, and do not listen to the dreams which they dream. In ancient days, God warned his people not to listen and not to follow false prophets. Today, however, the Gallup poll reveals that most people are becoming less and less concerned about distinguishing between true and false religion. We are living in an era of history when thousands are being misled by the devil to believe that every religion leads to the same God. Thus, more than ever before, we need to hear God's clear word and direction. In the Bible, 1 Kings chapter 13, we read, Now behold, there came a man of God from Judah to Bethel. This man of God arrived while wicked King Jeroboam was standing by the altar burning incense to false gods. The man of God cried out. He spoke against Jeroboam's altar of idolatry. Behold, the man of God said, The altar shall be split apart, and the ashes which are on it shall be poured out. Wicked King Jeroboam did not like this. He gave an order. Seize the man, he said, and immediately the Bible explains, the king's hand, which he stretched out against the prophet, dried up. The wicked king could not now draw his hand back to himself. The altar dedicated to the false gods also suddenly split apart, and the ashes were poured out. All of this took place according to the sign which the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. This man of God had surely gotten Jeroboam's attention. At once the wicked king pleaded, Pray for me, that my hand may be restored. And so then, on behalf of the king, the man of God pleaded to the Lord. Jeroboam's hand was restored, and it became, the Bible says, as it was before. Then, the Bible explains, King Jeroboam said to the man of God, Come home with me, and refresh yourself, and I will give you a reward. The man of God, however, said to the king, If you were to give me half your house, I would not go with you, nor would I eat bread or drink water in this place. The Lord has commanded me, saying, You shall eat no bread, nor drink water, nor return by the way which you came. Then it happened, the Bible explains, that there was another prophet, a second prophet. He also invited the man of God to eat and to drink. But again, the man of God refused the second invitation also. And so in his cleverness and with devious intention, the second and the false prophet decided to try another approach. He said to the man of God, I am also a prophet just like you. And the angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord, saying, Bring him back with you to your house, that he may eat bread and drink water. The Bible explains, however, that the second prophet lied to the man of God, and this is what the Bible calls a false prophet. Now, this is also where the man of God made a very serious and fatal mistake. This man of God gave in to the temptation. He should have listened, and he should have obeyed only the word of the Lord. However, the man of God was deceived by the false prophet. He went to the false prophet's house, he ate and he drank. However, even while the man of God and the false prophet were sitting at the table eating, the word of the Lord came to the man of God. Thus says the Lord, because you have disobeyed the command of the Lord, your body shall not come to the grave of your fathers. Then the Bible explains that it came about after the man of God had eaten bread, and after he had drunk, he saddled the donkey to return. On his way back, however, a lion met him and killed him, and his body was thrown on the road. People then passed by. They saw the body. Then they returned to the city and told everyone what happened. Now, this story may seem ancient and also to some of us irrelevant. Nevertheless, this historical event dramatically illustrates very, very clearly both God's attitude and also His response when we listen to and follow false prophets. The fatal mistake the man of God made, a tragic mistake indeed, which also cost him his life, was when he listened and when he followed a voice other than God's word. Trust in the Lord, the Bible says, with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge God, and He will make your paths straight. Dear friends, it is indeed a sad fact, but true. The road of life nowadays is filled with treachery. And this is not only true in religion, but in most all matters of daily life. Recent television specials have focused on schemes set up by hucksters designed to steal money from older and retired people. Door-to-door salesmen and telephone callers promise senior citizens expert home repair. The product is often inferior, the projects are frequently unfinished, and the victims find themselves robbed and helpless. Their mistake, like the man of God in Jeroboam's day, is when they listened to and when they followed a counterfeit voice without first checking everything out. Schemes destroy people every day, and fraud bankrupts scores of people every hour. Most dangerous are the false prophets, whom the devil uses to destroy the souls of individuals. Do not fear those who kill the body, Jesus said, but are unable to kill the soul. Rather, Christ said, fear him who is able to destroy both body and soul in hell. My friend, you can be sure that in 1997, the devil is increasing his efforts to mislead people. He does this by disguising his voice, and thereby he hopes to destroy unsuspecting souls, just as the false prophet tricked the man of God in the days of wicked King Jeroboam. And what a challenge it is today to separate the true from the counterfeit voices and the claims which now present themselves as the real and the only true religion. In a PBS television special, Bill Moyers recently said, "Religion is breaking out everywhere. One cannot begin to imagine the increase in the number of religions in recent years. It is a confusing time," says journalist Moyers. "People are yearning for spiritual certainty." Indeed, there are so many false and misleading voices today in religion that without using the clear voice of God's holy word, it is virtually impossible to distinguish fact from falsehood and truth from heresy. "Do not believe," the Apostle John writes, "do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. Test them and see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." And how does one distinguish true from false religion? Concerning this, St. John writes, "By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God." So then, my friend, even though the religious scene may sound unclear and unintelligible, very much like a thousand voices speaking at once in a sports stadium, and even though one group claims we are the truth, and another group says, no, we are the truth, be on the alert. The spiritual path that you follow and the teachings you accept and embrace will surely determine more than mere spiritual thoughts of your mind. The religion that you embrace in your heart will determine the eternal destiny of your soul. Jesus is saying to you today, He is speaking to you and me today when He says, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." When confronted by Pontius Pilate, Jesus answered directly and correctly, "For this I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth." Everyone, Jesus said, who is of the truth hears my voice. Of course, other religious leaders have made the same claim. However, as you consider Jesus, remember that he not only died, but he rose again from the grave on the third day, something which no false prophet has ever done. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is the indisputable guarantee that Jesus is indeed the promised Messiah, God's Son. In Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, we hear our Heavenly Father saying to all of us today, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And so today, don't make the same fatal mistake of the man of God in wicked King Jeroboam's day. Listen only to those voices which are in direct harmony with the clear truth taught by Jesus Christ. And so when somebody tries to tell you that you need to earn your place in heaven by deeds of self-righteousness, then simply recall the inspired words of the Apostle Paul. "By grace you have been saved, through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that not one of us should boast about accomplishing our salvation." Oh, indeed, God has graciously and lovingly arranged for your salvation and for mine. God's gracious salvation comes to you and me through the sin atoning, yes, the sin-cleansing blood of his crucified Son, the Lord Jesus. The Apostle John writes, "The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin." Now, in conclusion, let's look at it this way. You may today feel compelled to follow all the latest trends in fashion, and to buy the best dress, and to drive the latest car, or even to wear the most unique hairstyle. These decisions give you a certain type of identity, and for the most part, these decisions are neither right or wrong. Because, you see, these actions affect you only in this life. Jumping on the latest bandwagon of religion, however, is much, much more serious. You see, when it comes to God, there are not many styles or flavors of faith and belief to choose from. The Bible speaks of only one God, and only one path to his grace and salvation. Jesus says, "No one comes to the Father but through me." And so then, don't waste your time. Don't jeopardize your eternal destiny. And don't trade your diamond or pearl of great price in Jesus Christ in exchange for the cold and lifeless promises of false prophets. Close your ears to all voices that claim to offer a new God, a new faith, a better way, or the religion of the new age. Instead, build your future upon Jesus. Make Jesus the cornerstone of your faith. He will never deceive you. Jesus will always help you. He will forgive you unconditionally, and he will save your soul forever. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we pray, enable all listeners today to live with this confidence, with this courage, and with this saving faith. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.